Good evening. This is Elaine Ireland, and you're going global for spirit on BBSRadio.com. We are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. I can't say that fast three times. You can if you'd like to. Get a pencil and a piece of paper. In a few moments, I'll give you a worldwide phone number and a U.S. and Canada number. You share a phone number, remember, to call in, because this evening my guest is Rick Ferguson. Welcome, Rick. How are you?
Hi. How are you doing?
We're fine here. Rick is also in the Texas area with me, and he is he calls himself naturally open and gifted intuitive. However, I find him as one heck of a psychic, an author, artist, creator, counselor. How many more can I add there?
I don't know. I just do my stuff.
You do your stuff. Rick and I have known each other for a while, and we have done many psychic fairs together. And I'm excited to have you and your talent on our show. It is a call-in show. Let me give those numbers for the first time. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. Now, if you live in the United States or Canada, you are calling 1-888-288-4494. Call in with your questions for Rick or call in to share experiences you may have had in his readings or because of his books. He's been working on a project called Archangel Project. And I know you're excited about it, and having read about it just a little bit, I am too. Tell us what this is all about.
Well, a little over a year ago, something happened globally, and I didn't know this, but it just happened. And about between Halloween and Thanksgiving, I had an experience on the telephone. I saw this blue light approach me, and it kind of just whacked me in the head. And since then, I haven't been the same. I was aware that I was receiving a lot of downloads in my brain from this blue light, and it was just basically an enormous amount of information. It took this whole year. I've used like one pixel out of a TV screen amount of data, and we've just brought all this technology forth to the planet. And a lot of it seemed to be centered around Metatron. So when we started constructing these small glass vials that were based around this restructured water we were drinking, and we were getting these remarkable shifts in consciousness. The Archangel Project is about changing and accelerating human consciousness. It appears to be focused around turning on what scientists refer to as junk DNA. And at the genetic level, these folks who've got a lot of education, they take a look at stuff and they don't know what it is. They just call it junk, which is kind of interesting. And I looked up to see, just out of curiosity, how much we consider to be junk. And these very learned people, they're saying 97% in our genetic pool is junk. And it's kind of scary to think
pool?
That. Yeah, everything that we're living on 3%
of our DNA capacity.
Right.
Wow,
and
I hear people say things like we don't use all of our brain.
Right, well, we're really not using a lot of our brain.
Yeah, but it never dawned on me the DNA wasn't functioning to 100%.
Yeah, no, it's not, and there's an awful lot in there. You know, and there may be the technology that they're kind of looking at that they don't see or they don't know what they're looking at. But for years, a lot of the big thing was, well, if it's there, it's like the appendix. We don't need it. And a lot of it was believed initially that it just wasn't needed, or it was used before, and now it's not needed anymore. But now there's more and more supportive evidence indicating that this stuff is just waiting to be activated. So there's a shift going on. But something happened last year around, you know, a little over a year ago, that globally something threw a switch and people started making a big jump in consciousness. The Archangel Project, this blue light came forth. We had a friend who arrived from France and India and said that almost overnight there was a phenomenal interest in Metatron. And this is in India and in France.
Okay, Metatron. Tell folks who Metatron and what Metatron is.
Well, Metatron, I had to look this up. I'm not an angel kind of guy. I'm just, these are the terms that were associated with it. And my wife said I had to kind of chop down the story because I can get real long winds on this. that's my teacher days. Metatron, if you look it up, he is like the archangel of archangels. He's like the main man in the heavens. The only archangel that will sit in the presence of God. He is a scribe. If God says something, Metatron is there writing it down. And he has a twin brother too. This one guy named Sandalphon. And
say that again. I've not heard that word before.
Sandalphon. He's like the
How
twin.
How do you spell it?
Sandalphon. And
okay.
So I didn't know the guy had a twin. So anyhow, you know, Metatron is the guy. He is like, apparently he was once a man, one of the sources. He was in with Enoch, and at some point he became an angel and an archangel. He was revealed secrets that were not given to the other archangels, and therefore he's put in charge of all of them. So, you know, he's just a main power driving force, and there's never been a lot of attention drawn to him. Usually Michael and some of the other ones, but you know, he's like he's really way up there in the hierarchy. And,
it seems like Metatron. I'm hearing a lot about Metatron being channeled.
Yeah.
More and more lately. Why do you think now?
Probably it's time. And I think the Metatronian energy is extremely, it's dense. It's kind of, it shakes you to your roots. You know, when I first started doing all this stuff, you know, years ago, I didn't know I could do it naturally. I mean, I've seen all these guys on TV and doing the cool stuff. All the stuff came to me without any training, and I thought it was really cool. And one of the first ones that was there was Metatron. And this thing was like having 10 earthquakes going on in your body at the same time. It was something else. I think that there is for the mass population to adjust to Metatron, there had to be a time period. And my guess is, we've been doing this a little over 20 years now. To them, it's a drop in the bucket, but it took 20 years of a natural progression of things for it to take place here. So, you know, I got the information from this blue light, and I started constructing these small glass vials, and we didn't even know what they were. And finally, I came up with the name Archangel, Arkangel. And then while writing the literature on them, it didn't seem adequate. But then when I stuck project, everything started to fall into line, and we just started, everything made sense all of a sudden. And to date, we've got 44 of these little guys running around, all
44
different names.
44 of what little guys?
Archangels. And
okay.
They're not just the Hebrew. And we've got White Buffalo Calf Woman. We've got Shiva. We've got Ganesha. We've got, you know, Uriel. We've got Gabriel. We've got a wide Peles even in there. And they're all different names. And I warn people, don't get too tied up in this is what an archangel is. The archangels that we have are actually, they're the keepers of the sacred arks. There's the Ark of the Covenant, and I've constructed on our site, we've got the Ark of the New Covenant, which I designed years ago. And then this past year culminated in me, and I thought it was just a box to hold all the other artifacts that have come through. This is a beautiful box. Has Hebrew letters on each side corresponding to each of the archangels, and this is the Ark of Metatron. And historically, arks were containers that held sacred relics in them. So they're very common in ancient times. And here I am making these really high energy boxes. And by itself, we had some extraordinary things happen just by holding the box in my lap when I was, you know, at times. You know, it's tripping. I have fun with it, but I have no idea how and why, you know, I was picked, because I'm the least of the least as far as I'm concerned. So, but we've got 44 of them constructed, plus other devices that have come through in this. If you look at a television screen full of pixels, this is all one little pixel worth of information. And it's culminated in, with the Ark of Metatron, which finished around November or December, and that was like the end of phase one, and we've now started phase two, whatever that means. So it's kind of a fascinating excursion so far, but the people's response to it has been quite incredible. We've had some phenomenal just stories that are associated with the archangels, the archangel vials, healings that are taking place that just defy the doctors. And
the vials contain water.
Kind of what happened, quite a while back, there was a fellow named Ron Talmadge. He invented a water processor, okay? He fell off a mountain 200 feet, landed on his legs, and shattered everything below both knees.
Ooh.
He broke his arm, lower back damage, internal organ damage. The man was in Pain City and dragged himself to safety. The doctors immediately wanted to chop his legs off, and he said, no, you know, I'm going to fix this. So he used mind over matter stuff. Things started knitting back, but it really wasn't good. He was still in extreme pain. As a result of this accident, he received information. I mean, he was trained as a scientist to construct a water processor. And this processed water, making it into a very powerful healing substance. It takes 15 gallons of regular water, and it converts it into this remolecularized stuff that kind of glows. It's really cool. And it brings out a quality that is latent in all water, but it is so filtered down from our city water supplies, it's difficult for you to benefit from it. And the substance is called Orme. And it's been called different things over the years. And this is an ingredient, like this is like the heart of the archangel vials, because it's all based on this wonderful water. And he started drinking this water, and about a year or so afterwards, he was walking on what was supposedly unusable legs, and there was no indication in x-rays he had ever broken a bone in his body. So the bones had literally regrown. When I found out about this, because I'd heard the term Orme for quite some time, but this clicked for some reason. And to me, how it appeared was, this guy figured it out. So this means I don't have to figure this out, and I can use this to help people. And when the Orme, just historically, and there's a lot of stuff in there about it, ancient folks used to use this. It was originally called the semen of God. It was a white, milky substance. And then it was discovered by the ancient Israelites how to alchemically make this. And it was like a white powder. And it was given particularly to the nobility. And this, you know, what we now know, it apparently turns on the junk DNA. Now, in the junk DNA, this is responsible, apparently, from what I've read, to that makes you live to be very old. And there are lots of stories of the ancient people lived to be great ages. And they had their high health and all this other stuff. So over the years, people have been tampering around, you know, figuring out how to make Orme, and some know how to do it and some don't. Well, obviously Ron figured out how to do it. And I told my wife, I said, we got to get one of the processors. I don't know how, but because they're quite expensive. And out of the blue, Ron calls me, and he says, well, you want to trade? I'm going, hey, cool, I can do that. And I ended up with the water processor. Well, I started drinking the water, and immediately, up until that point, I personally had felt like life was out of control. Every day was like, what, I'll be lucky if I get something done today. Everything was overwhelmed. Started drinking the water, and that monkey in my back had disappeared. And I was looking for him. I laid a trap, couldn't find the little fucker. Little sucker.
Little sucker.
Oops. Sucker, yes. And,
yes.
I couldn't find it. And what I discovered was the water raises your consciousness. And as soon as that happened, I started getting all this information from the blue light thing and everything, constructing the vials. The vials would create your ability to accelerate your consciousness way beyond what you're able to do in a linear time. My theory is, and still is, about a year ago, something happened where powers that be decided something had to be done for the planet, humanity, because the way we were headed to that point, we had reached perhaps a point where we would run out of time before our consciousness would raise, where the planet would benefit. So something had to shift gears. So this information was made available. To me, it was like I stood up in front of a truck convoy and just had them run me over. But I look at the pretty blue light, and all of a sudden I have all this data floating around in my head.
And more energy than you know what to do with.
Yeah, a lot more. And people commented. One person, they said, look, your eyes are glowing. I've never seen them so blue. You know, I've had people who are normally fidgety around energy devices. They really enjoy the energy of the Archangel vials. You know, and people carry them on them. I don't carry on all the time. A little bit at a time is fine, because this is not like a crystal, because it apparently interacts with water. It changes the water in your body. It raises the consciousness of the water. What we've been using to equate the consciousness level of this is the Hawkins scale of consciousness. I never heard of this guy. Turns out my wife, Emma, she had his book in her living room. And, we were told, on Hawkins' scale of consciousness, this is a mathematical scale and it's in his book, Power versus Force. It's a mathematical scale that determines where you are on your consciousness. And his goes from like 0 to 1,000, and in another one of his books, it does go beyond that. So we're using this primarily just to see where we are doing this stuff. Well, most of the people on the planet are around 200. Enlightenment is between 700 and 900, 800 being around an average. Military people are usually be around 180, because that's where pride exists, because of pride of your unit, pride of the Army and Marine and so forth. So to reach a level of enlightenment, you have to hit 700 to 900. Well, the water we measured was measuring 1,500.
How do you measure the water? How do you measure
it? We doused it out. I did it, and I have several other people who I trust implicitly as to the quality of their divination techniques. I also have some electrical equipment that we measured it out, but it's not using it like that. But we measured, and we kept coming up with the same numbers. We didn't believe it. But the thing is, people, we say, well, just because you drink the water doesn't mean you're going to be instantly enlightened. It's going to raise your consciousness, but then as that raises up higher, all the lower stuff's going to be coming up, too, to be cleared. So
I think you need to say that again, because that's very important for people to hear.
Yeah, some people think this is like instant enlightenment. It is not.
Mm-hmm.
If you are around something or being exposed to something which raises your consciousness, everything is going to be raised. The highs are going to get higher. The lows are going to be coming up, because they're going to be raising in energy or raising in awareness or perceptivity or how they affect you. And as you raise your consciousness higher and higher, that you're going to stay there the longer you are exposed to it. But the low stuff, fears, all kinds of things that are floating around down the bilge, they're going to be coming up for you to clear. It's like you just can't go. You can't go high without getting rid of the the dirt there. It just doesn't work that way.
Okay, and how do you clear that? Everybody has their own personality and their own stuff. Do they need to go to a therapist? Do they need to do meditation? Do they need to, we say face your fears. Some people are not capable of that. So if they can't do it, is that going to slow their process down?
No, no.
Okay.
Everybody's got to figure it out for themselves. Basically, this seems to be very non-invasive. So essentially, you just carry the vial on you. Now, for people who are very sensitive, and they do have a lot of issues, like, for example, let's just say you take one vial, Uriel. That was the first one we made. I didn't even know it was Uriel. It came out that way. And you can hold it in your hand. You can carry it on your person. If you put it next to a glass of water, the water will change within a few minutes. I mean, it tastes different. It remolecularizes. I've called this the Archangel effect. What we discovered was the first four vials that we created, which I nicknamed the Fab Four, which, you know, George, Paul, Ringo, and John, dating myself here. But putting those four around a gallon jug of water, for example, because this is how one way you could do it, that changes the consciousness level of the water in 4 minutes to 52,000. On the Hawkins scale. I mean, just it screens off the scale automatically. We measure this, it holds. This is like an energy of Metatron. Metatron is actually the only archangel that has no measurement on the Hawkins scale. It's infinite.
What are the risks here for somebody who, let's say, is just recognizing their spiritual path, and somehow they get a hold of this? Are they going to be overwhelmed?
Yeah, you've got to take it. We've been very conservative with presenting this to people because we don't want people comparing this to my lucky Atlantis crystal and all this, the other stuff that's been around for a long time. This is something you do it in stages as is accommodating to you. What we noticed with this is that as you accelerate, your body requires things. You need to hydrate your body. Now, again, this is using common sense. But, you know, my wife and I, for example, we've been eating nothing but raw food for over 2 or 3 years now. We had to make that jump because as we were progressing along, before we even ran into this stuff, we knew our bodies had to be able to be running a different food mix, an energy mix in our body. So for someone who's just discovered, ooh, there's something out there, you know, we keep it very simple. And we just say, look, drink a lot of water. Usually it's like for every 50 pounds of body weight, you drink one quart of water every day. That will keep your body.
I had not heard that breakdown. That's good to know.
Yeah, it's a very functional thing. And but yet you got to be careful. Regular, reverse osmosis water, and you get into controversy, so if I'm bending anybody's wing halo here, my apologies, but from what I've read and figured out, there's something called hungry water, and this is distilled water, and I've heard reference to reverse osmosis. What hungry water is when it goes in the body, it actually leaches out minerals that we need. And distilled water is very good if you're on a fast and you want to clean the body out. But drinking it for prolonged periods, you could be actually losing key minerals in your body. So you actually could be better off drinking a good mineral water rather than just distilled water. Now, this water we've got that we've been drinking, which the archangels are constructed of, because if you looked at it, it would be like maybe a piece of colored glass and the archangel, the water, and then the energy transfer as I'm constructing them. They contain this, they're enriched with orme, so they've got the orme signature. When they're in your energy field, they start popping on all the switches. Now, what happens when you do this, and this is this warning, and we started adding more advisories as people went on, we started getting these because we were watching people, like some very wonderful women. They would put them in their bras and wear them for 2 weeks, and they were having a time of their life, and all of a sudden the body went, yo, we need to slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and so what we suggest, and this is very simple, drink water in the formula that I said, like, you know, one quart for 50 pounds body weight every day, and keep your minerals up. make sure that you have enough minerals in your body because they make your vitamins work. Now, for that, you know, just try to eat as much raw, good raw food as you can, if you can get them. Dark green leafies, if you can, get some. There's some very good supplements out that are all based around green leafy things, things that are alive. Basically, the body will take care of itself because as you accelerate consciousness, if you're feeding the living food, you'll do just fine.
Let's not skip over that. Raw food is living food.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't realize that when you cook it, you kill it.
Yeah. Anything basically. Over, I think the number is around 100. I may be, well, I know some raw food is going to throw a rock at me on this one. My wife, too. I think it's 100 to 105 is safe. But once you go over that, a little over 105 degrees, the heat actually breaks down the enzymes. In fact, some of your juicers and your blenders, if they have to work too hard, they'll actually heat up the food as you're juicing it, as you're blending them, and they'll start breaking the enzymes down just from the friction on the blades.
Let me interject real quick again. This is Rick Ferguson, my guest tonight, psychic, gifted intuitive, but we're talking about his Archangel, ARKANGEL project that evolves around water, basically, but it's a lot more involved than that, and how the water can help us raise our consciousness. But it also, he's also spent the last year constructing 6 sacred artifacts. We're going to get back into that in a minute, that radiate energy, which is responsible for accelerating human consciousness. Don't be frightened away, folks, by that. He's breaking it down for us. Don't go away because we're just getting started here. This is Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. You're listening to BBSRadio.com, but you know that. Let me give you some phone numbers. If you live in the United States or in Canada, you can call in to talk with us at 1-888-288-4494. If you are worldwide, 877-489-6350. This is an uninterrupted hour. We don't have commercial breaks of any kind with Rick Ferguson. We're going to talk about some of his books and some of his artwork in a little while and how it relates to helping us. I've known Rick as a reader now for some years, and I've watched his progress. He's talking about being healthy, and I watched he and Emma shrink over a period of a couple of years. That may have been pre-Metatron, but maybe it was in preparation for what you're doing now.
Maybe.
And their choices of how to do this was with raw foods. I don't know if you started your diets with raw foods. I hate to call it a diet. It's a way of life for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I've watched them become healthier and healthier and healthier, totally unaware that this was part of the current regime that they're using. Rick, I've known Rick to use tools of all kinds, and he does a form of reading that's considered to be clacking. He also does dowsing, and we'll talk about that a little bit too, because I like people to be introduced to all kinds of methodologies and tools by readers if they use anything at all. But I want to talk about Hebrew codes of the Archangel Project, which is using ancient Hebrew flame letters with the archangels, and you'll need to explain what a flame letter is.
Okay.
He's also written Numeronics, a book about manifestation, which you kind of touched on a while ago about changing the vibrations of numbers.
Yeah.
And then there's a, which really sounds like fun since I know you, Clacking, Dowsing for Martians, a twofer book, which I think is kind of fun. We'll start with that in a moment. But go ahead and finish what you were saying. I want to know more about the 60 sacred artifacts and how they became in your head, how they got in your head and became a manifested object.
What, 60 of them, did I say?
Yeah. You said constructing over 60 artifacts.
Yeah, well, I lost count. I mean, I got all this stuff floating around. It's kind of wild. We have the Archangel vials, but then they were then put into constructs into, like, I would embed them in wood and then place them, connect them to other pieces. And when we ended at 22, that's kind of where the flame letter thing comes in, but we'll talk about that later, you know, if you want. And I used to teach chemistry, and I was aware that when I would receive information, like I would, the first set, there were seven archangels. And then there was another seven. And I thought, that's a peculiar number. But that was 14. And it, I don't want to, you know, lose anybody here, but for my chemistry
background. Rick, we have a caller. Rick.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me, we have a caller. Welcome, caller.
Allie, I'm here in Houston, and I was just, you know, listening in on about Archangel Metatron and how people are just now starting to cotton on to Archangel Metatron, and then you've got, you know, all this guidance coming in about waters and you know, tools made from waters and stuff like that, and the what it seems to me is another illustration of that 100th monkey syndrome, that, you know, as this stuff gets out there, it just opens the way for other things to happen.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What is your name, caller?
I'm Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Welcome to the show. Are you saying that just because somebody said something, now everybody's going to do it?
Well, no. It's opening the way in consciousness.
Okay, good.
You know,
thank
not
you for
everybody's
going to
do the same thing in the same way. You know, it's just that people are looking for little tools, but not everybody can do the same thing the same way. But it seems like everybody seems to have their own little piece of the puzzle. And
have you had exposure to Metatron?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, it's, well, you know, we all, I've worked with the Metatron energies in my own little way, and that's mostly just doing energy work, and it's like, he'll come in a very forceful way and just, okay, you can take a nap now, Suzanne, and I'll come too, and my
healer.
Hand will be going wagga, 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 and that's it.
Bless
and whatever
heart.
It is has been done. So,
have you used the water? Have you used the vials, any of the vials?
Yeah, I have used some of the vials, and they're neat. I mean, it's a tremendous, it gives you a feeling of being at home.
Oh, what an interesting comment.
It gives you a feeling of being at home. You're more comfortable in your body over time. And you also, it also helps you to crave that which is more comforting to your body. You play with this stuff, and you're going to have to make the shift to raw foods.
Okay. When you say
I'm
comfortable in your, when you're saying comfortable in your own body, you're talking about the spirit being comfortable in the body?
Both, not just the spirit thing, but physically comfortable. Because
okay, so if you wanted to lose 100 pounds, would you be directed to lose 100 pounds, or would you just forget it and stay where you are?
I don't think you can stay where you're at.
Okay, thank you.
I really
that's,
don't. You're going to, it seems to me, you know, just given what my little experiences have been, is that you're going to get over your fears real quick, and you're going to go, okay, you're going to start making some decisions, and it'll light a fire under your fanny.
Oh,
it,
I like
it
the way
make
you said that.
It'll make you sit up and go, okay, do I really want to continue like this? Or do I want to create something new? Do I want to get out of my own way so that, you know, do I want to walk away from this so that I can get into something better? And sometimes you have to show the universe that you are ready for something better just by walking away from that which has been holding you back. And it seems to me that that's what it's been doing. And when you start, when you have a whole group of people that start walking away from, you know, the old hamster wheel, doesn't it seem to me that if you've got a lot of people that are walking away from that and they're just going, I ain't buying that crap anymore.
Now you're a Texas girl.
Away, don't you? think that'll shift consciousness all the way down the line?
Sharing a lot of wisdom, and you're sharing your experiences not only with Metatron and the vials or whatever, you're also, I'm hearing you encourage people to trust their instincts and to go with whatever tool is being presented to them at the time. Somewhere along the line, I suspect that all of us are going to be introduced to Metatron to some degree.
I mean, from what I've been understanding, I've known Rick for years now. Oh my goodness, years. And he'll trot out something and put it in my hand or something. Here, hold this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been this marvelous. We've watched each other do this growth thing, but it's always Rick that's been on this. Rick and Emma have been on this extreme cutting edge. It's kind of like an icebreaker ship.
I'm waiting for Rick's books to become truly mainstream and some of his tools to become truly mainstream, because I think the world is missing out.
Well, it's like, I think this show, you know, what we're doing now is part of the matrix, you know, that paradigm that we're creating here, which is really nice.
And you're welcome, Rick, to come back every 2 months or so and catch us up on what's happening with your world and where your books are and where you are with this, because I know that with these vials you're going to be recording stories of people's experiences, and that alone is going to be a book within itself. Just
we've
like Suzanne sharing her experience.
Incredible stories already about them. So is this?
And those, you know, when you get about 100 of them or so, there's your book.
Yeah.
You know, and documentation, of course, is extremely important. But you've already got that, probably. I've watched you create things over the years and get back to the table, and there's a little disc there, or there's a painting or something, all of which I have, by the way. And most are framed, although they're not hung because I'm changing offices around right now. But the little disc I carry with me, things that you've given me over the years, they're in my travel bag that go to the fairs and parties and readings and things like that with me. So I'm here to vouch for some of that energy stuff. But, Suzanne, I'm so glad that you called, because you're a validation, but at the same time, you're still leaving yourself open for questions, which is good. It's not to say that you're doubting the process. You question,
so many,
and you make it
going
work
on right now. We're seeing a really remarkable time in human evolution. People are actually waking up and starting to ask questions. You know, even your most hardcore, you know, Bush fan is starting to look up going, something right.
Now, wait a minute.
I don't mean to bring in politics, but you know how
it's kind of hard these days not to.
But,
right.
But you know, it's like they're seeing that stuff is not as it's been presented. As it isn't really the way, you know, the media and all that stuff is trying to present it. It's there's something ain't quite adding up. And
well,
I think
with
people
what
are trying
I've,
to understand that.
Over the years I've watched our world, so to speak, spiritually evolve, and I've been doing this work now for probably 40 plus years, and back when it had to be very underground and you didn't advertise as a psychic, word got around and people didn't tell each other too much that they went to, you know, that all that clandestine stuff that went on for so long. And I've watched the media go from, and the general public go from negative assumptions and scary, scary, scary stuff, and everything had to be ET or it wasn't psychic, to a much more realistic acceptance of how we actually function. How we, meaning practicing psychics and metaphysicians like Rick, who function in a day-to-day world, and they're not crazy, although in Texas we are certifiable because we hear things, see things, and smell things that other people don't. But more
well,
and more people...
Well, it could be in Pasadena.
Like, I'm sorry?
You could be in Pasadena.
Yeah. Becoming more and more aware that, like you're saying, there is more out there. You know, and Rick is willing to put himself out and say, you know, not many people would be willing to say during the fall of 06 they had a evolutionary experience with a beam of blue light. You know, 10 years ago that was going to be, yeah, all right.
Yeah,
so how many,
I know.
Yeah, did you have, you know? And, you know, I can't help but admire people like Rick that are willing to put their world on a line to help educate. But then you are an educator at heart. So
yeah.
That was your career for many years. And you're going to share with the world whatever comes your way and let people take of your knowledge what is good for them. And it sounds like, Suzanne, that's what you've done. That's what you've been willing to do. And now you're sharing it with others as well.
Yeah, well, a lot of us are on similar paths. You know, it's getting back to that hundredth monkey. Every time some of us get a teaspoon, we're going to take it out there and apply it. And, you know, we may walk away with a little cup full, but we're going to give everybody a drop and let everybody else move on.
I see more and more people just daily making up their minds that they're going to think a positive thought. And that may sound like a common thing for you and I and Rick to do because we do it every day without thinking. But I'm seeing more and more people take just that first step and say something positive about themselves, have faith in themselves about something and someone else. That's the first step to me. And trusting who you are and where you're going, even if it's just 3 hours in the future where you're going. Which reminds me, Rick, I think it's wonderful that you said that you're from this timeline's future and that you've returned, along with others, to assist in the evolution of men during this time, which I've run into a couple of folks that I believe could say the same thing, and they're all doing what you're doing, not necessarily in the metaphysical world.
Right.
They could be
it doesn't have to be done in the metaphysical world. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I read that, and it just jumped off the page at me, and I thought, yeah, you've got your own little club going here.
I remember when we started getting involved with the metaphysical community years ago, but, you know, quite a while back. People would say, well, I'm not from this planet, and I know the world I'm from, and this is the name of it, and it's what it looked like, and I could never identify with that. I mean, it's like, I know I'm not from here, I have a date, like, I was born, maybe, possibly born in what we call 2589, have no idea what's so unique about the date, but when we first established I created the first four archangels, immediately I was on the rim of an event horizon of a black hole or stargate, whatever you want to call it. I mean, I physically could see it. And I started traveling through it. And what I discovered, and this answered a big question for me, I noticed that the walls of this thing is kind of like you see in the movies or on the Stargate series. The walls are alive with beings, and there were beings that were in these channels en route from one point to the other. They were alive, too. And all of a sudden, it was like, oh, that's how it works. And what I discovered was this. Some people, they were born in transit. They did not have a planet of origin. And I suspect I may be one of them. It doesn't make me special or whoopee-doo. It's just that, for me, it answers a question, which has been kind of, you know, remotely interesting to me. And what I discovered when we made the jump then from into the next 22 archangels, adding them up to 44, that you can actually jump from these connecting points and you can go travel wherever you want to. I mean, it's quite phenomenal what you see. I mean, I wish I was a hand artist so that I could paint it, because it's actually quite remarkable in the colors and what I see. But there are people that they don't know where they belong. I have talked to, in my years, I've talked to people, and I can't prove this. It's great conversation over at a party. But I just kind of think, well, this is part of the fabric of this world. But I've met people, they don't belong here. They're out, number one, they're living in the wrong time period. They, once in a while, I meet a true angelic. There may be every one out of 1,000 people I meet. They're actually angels that are here in the physical body. And when I tell them this, they say, oh, then, yeah, that's what I am. They know. But they don't broadcast it. So if this is kind of a really interesting place we're living in right now.
You know, the 2589 could very well be where panic set in.
Could have been.
And in order to survive beyond that, the powers that be created this club, so to speak,
yeah,
and sent people back in order to get to the root.
Yeah.
So that there could be...
Piecing together what I have, you know, from all the experiences, what I kind of have observed, the jump back, you crash land a lot, and it shatters your... if you had a lot of memories that were useful, they're in pieces now, and you've got to put the puzzle back together, or your memory is like a piece of Swiss cheese. It's got a lot of holes. But
thank
somehow,
you.
Huh?
Thank you. Thank you. No. That's it.
Well, you know, this is just based on observation, doing this for so long. You know, there are a lot of people, they know how to do a couple of things, but they're totally blank in others. Like someone shot a hole through their brain. But they have some other cells that are working here, and given enough time, their brain has actually been able to weave together, and they're starting to function again as their advanced self.
This is Rick Ferguson with us tonight. This is Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on BBSRadio.com. Let me give those phone numbers another time. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. Canada and U.S., you share a phone number, 1-888-288-4494. Rick, I want to get over to, it's obvious we're not going to get to everything tonight. I want to talk about the Hebrew codes of the Archangel Project. I find it fascinating, just what little bit I read about it. Suzanne, are you still with us?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know whether you were still there or not. You're welcome to hang in with us if you want to.
I'm fascinated, see?
Now, if Seth says, we've got another call, we'll have to push you over a little bit, but you're welcome to hang with us. Tell me about this book and how it came to be.
Well, after I got the first 22 archangels' names and information, you know, package, pretty looking and stuff, somewhere in the back of my head, I remembered that there were 22 Hebrew letters. Actually, it's either 22 or 24 or 26, depending upon if you include the vowels. But there are the original Hebrew letters, the alphabet. And why Hebrew? Well, there's about four or five ancient alphabets which have very powerful energy signatures associated with them. And Hebrew is one of them, and they've been historically called the flame letters because they kind of look like flames. And the energy coming off them are like fire.
Right.
So what I end up doing is, okay, I've got 22 archangels, and I doused out which archangel goes with which letter. So I put all that down. That was a hoot, because I was raised Lutheran, and I don't know squat about Hebrews, but I found some nice fonts on the computer, you know, online where I could, okay, this looks good. So I kind of back-sourced it on that. So I got... Each letter had a correspondence to an archangel. In the Kabbalah, which is ancient Hebrew mysticism school, in a particular part of the Bible, they use what is one particular section where they actually can create. They're called names of God, and there's 72. What they are 72 three. Hebrew character connections, or they call them names. There's three letters, and together it's called a name. And these are used to control everything in the universe. Everything.
Say that again.
The 72 names of God are, they're 72 three-letter Hebrew letter combinations, which are used for controlling, for working with, dealing with, you name it, all aspects of this world and beyond. There's a story. Doctor is losing his patient on an operating table. There's absolutely nothing they can do. He stops. He leaves the operating room covered in blood. He goes into his office, pulls out the book. He meditates on one of the names, one three-letter combination. The patient comes back to life and gets healed. Really cool stuff. So since I had correspondences to each of the Hebrew, each of the archangels, I said, well, I got the name. We'll just put these together. And I put it together, and it formed a small booklet. So now we can do the, you can take the names and just draw them on paper. That's fine, too. But if you have the vials, you can work and put three of the, you know, look up the book. These three vials correspond to this name, and this is what it does. So that, and it works quite well. So that's the, you know, the correspondences with that. And it's all carefully put down there, and it I was kind of impressed. I was surprised. I didn't even know how I did that one. But it worked out.
Good
quite
guidance,
well.
Right?
Yeah.
A willingness to listen.
Yeah, I learned to listen.
Do you think you could use the vials in conjunction with the 72 Names of God cards?
I don't see why not.
I don't either. That just makes sense that you would.
Yeah.
So it's another, what it sounds like really is another way of accessing the unified field.
Yeah. And then see, well, some people ask, well, you've got all these vials. Can you put all these energy signatures into one vial? So as we developed them, we ended up with, we first had 14. We had a 14 in one vial. I mean, you know, and the vials that we used were the little sampler vials you find perfume in. So people would go around with 14 archangels in a vial, in a sense. And then when we had more, we got up to 22, then we had 22 in one. And now since we have 44, then we do have 44 in one vial. The archangel.
I can see where that would just absolutely I can see where some poor little somebody getting started on this gets a hold of one of those vials, and they are so confused they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Because
it'll
just light a fire under their fanny.
It'll get a boy. Moved. And let's just, for example, let's just say somebody just starting out, and I say, well, all right, you know, take this. I would just put it down in your room and just let it be in your room for a while, because it's going to be transforming through the water, everything in the room. Then it's going to get your body very, very gentle, very loving. And then if you want to, maybe a couple of days, maybe hold it a little bit. And put it back down. You know, take your time with it. There's no big rush. And then at some point, you can carry it on you for a little bit. You just carry it a little bit longer and a little bit longer. You just build up. Your body will adjust to it.
Will their dreams change? Will their relationships change? Will...
Yes.
Okay. So,
yes.
And you tell people that before you hand
them...
Yeah. Okay.
We have, you know, people have reported, you know, like a more vivid dream state. They've had, again, if there are things that are in their relationship that need to be cleared up, they come up and then they resolve. You know, they just keep moving through it.
I need to let people, before we go any further, I'm afraid we're going to run out of time. Rick, let people know where they can reach you.
Okay. My phone number?
Phone number, website.
Website, yeah, okay. Well, our phone number here at the house is 281-498-6183. It's 281-498-6183. We have a great website. It's www.oneforce.cc.
Yes, he said .cc.
Yeah.
www.oneforce.cc. And you can find that on the bbsradio.com schedule. I did not have the website in front of me when I put together the promo, but I will include that website on the BBS Radio, and it will also be on my website, ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. You'll be able to find out about Rick. Rick will have a place on BBS. Oh, by the way, this is archived. These shows are archived, so if you want to let any of your friends know about the show, tell them that they can go into bbsradio.com. It is archived. Rick, you can download it on your site and have it on your site available as well. And it will not be on my site because we're getting overloaded on my site, but there will be a reference to it under under your information on my site as well. So folks can find you. They can order your books, can order your objects, your art.
They're all there.
He's done some wonderful art, folks. Absolutely wonderful art. You need to go into his website and see that, and see the other things that he and Emma have put together to educate us and to help us grow, because that's what it's all about. That's the matrix of his work, is helping the people on the planet grow spiritually and to help, in his own way, nurture the planet. So I love this clacking and dousing for Martians. I think that's fun. We're not going to have time to go into a lot of that, but is there anything else that you want to share with us this evening before Seth tells me I have to go?
Oh, boy.
we have 08 coming up. Any thoughts for 08?
For 08? I think that what we're going to, we may be seeing is the entirety of humanity taking a massive step forward in consciousness this year.
Are we going to save the planet, do you think?
Planet, I don't think needs saving. That's just me. I think planet's doing fine. Planet's doing its thing. I think humans got to figure out that, you know, they need to take care of their business and stop worrying about the planet. Planet's going to take care of itself. It's been around longer than humans have. But I think that collectively, humans are going to be a lot farther down the pike after this next year is over than they could possibly have imagined. I think, you know, planet's going to be shaken and baking and all during the year, but I think the two of them are going to come to balance with each other, which is going to be a nice thing.
Tell you what, Rick, why don't you plan on coming back and visiting with us in March?
That's cool.
And we'll, maybe your phase two will be well underway by then.
Yeah.
And you can share with share that progress, and we'll talk more about your other projects that you have going and what else is happening by then, because I have a feeling you have some new things as well coming down, as you say, down the pike.
Yeah, well, I'll be happy to. I just love to do that. This is wonderful.
It's a fun thing to do, and I told you the hour just goes so fast.
Yep.
And I'm already one moment over. Suzanne, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Call back again. Let us know how you're doing.
Thank you.
We'd like to follow your progress as well. So take care of yourself. Happy New Year, Suzanne.
Happy
Rick,
New
thank
year
you
to
so
you
much
too.
For
it's
being
be beautiful.
Thank
Happy New
you.
Year to you too, Elaine.
Happy New Year, everybody out there. Thank you for being with us on bbsradio.com, going global for spirit. We truly do go global, you know. And we look forward to seeing you next, or hearing you next week. Kat Darden will be with us. We're going to start officially our predictions. The rest of January will be predictions. And Kat is our next one. Kramer Wetzel, who will be here January the 9th to talk about 08 and the world. Thank you again, Rick, so much. I appreciate
you
being with us. And we'll see you this coming weekend at the Radisson Hotel, Middle Fiskville Road. The predictions night is Friday night at 7:30 to 10, and it's free. And then we open at 10 on Saturday and 11 on Sunday until 6 both days. Come see Rick, get a reading, talk about his goodies, and stop by and say hello to me, too. We look forward to all of you, and with many blessings for 08, we say good evening. Good night, folks.
Good night.